Thanks, everybody, for being here. Thanks to all the other speakers for sharing. I think we've probably all learned quite a bit tonight. My name is Brandon Dryman. I'm a firefighter paramedic with the Indianapolis Fire Department. I'm also the coordinator of the IFD Peer Support Program. I've been a firefighter in Indy for 17 years, but my story starts when I was 16. I grew up in Vincennes, Indiana. Has anybody here been to Vincennes by chance? A few people? Good. So, you know, that's small town USA. And growing up there, I had basically four heroes. I had Mr. Rogers and Cowboy Bob and Johnny Gage and Roy DeSoto. So we all know Mr. Rogers, right? Most people from Indiana know Cowboy Bob. Does anybody know Johnny and Roy? Fellow firefighter and back, what was that from? Does anybody know? Similar, it was a spinoff of that. It was from Emergency. So it was a show about firefighter paramedics. And it was because of that that I decided to do what I do now. I had a very strong impression. So when I turned 16, I joined the local volunteer fire department. And I also started driving ambulances. At that time, you just had to be 16. I don't know what the current regulations are, but again, small town, I was certified in first aid and CPR, and that kind of began my journey in public safety. I turned 18, went to EMT school, got my EMT cert, and started doing that, paid my way through through college bills that way. And progress on to the current time, became a career firefighter, went to paramedic school, and that brings us up to the current time. But over that 28-year period, you know, I was exposed to a lot of things, particularly at such a young age, at 16, that I was not ready to deal with on any level. And first responders generally don't talk about the things we see just because they're hard to describe. But it is a difficult job. And I didn't process that very well at all. I had behavioral health issues. But because of the stigma, which has come up so many times, I was not going to reach out for help, period. And rather than seeking out that professional help, I used, you know, I was too macho. I was too tough. I don't need that stuff. I can handle this. Everybody else is handling it, right? What do they do? Well, we drink a lot. So that's what I did, too. And I lived with severe alcohol use disorder for a long time, a number of years, until 2012. And it's interesting that 2012-2013 mark has kind of been popular in here tonight. But I came to work, regular day on shift. My captain stuck his head out of the office window and said, hey, you've been picked for a random drug screen. Head down and get your drug screen done. And that also included a breath test. And I remember joking as I walked out of the firehouse. All the other guys were sitting at the table. And I said, hey, I guess I won't be seeing you guys for a while. Tongue in cheek, because I thought I was going to be fine. I wasn't intoxicated, but my tolerance was so high that it didn't matter. I had drunk so much the night before that when I had that breath test, I still had alcohol in my system at 9 o'clock the next day. So that's when like everything just kind of hit. And again, that ego that kept me from getting help in the first place kicked in again. You know, this, how can this be happening? I've been paramedic of the year and received awards for rescues I've been part of and finished first in my fire academy class, first in paramedic school, all those things. But we heard Dwight mention it and other speakers that these illnesses, these diseases don't care. They don't discriminate. And it doesn't matter how good you are at your job or what you've accomplished. If you have behavioral health problems and you try to ignore them, or you try to self-medicate, eventually they catch you. They've got all the time. And that's what happened to me. So as a result of that, I was suspended. But I also had a great opportunity to enroll in our employee assistance program. And I took advantage of that. And I had a really, really great counselor. Has everybody seen Good Will Hunting? He was just like Sean, like the Robin Williams character, which is a perfect fit for me. That's exactly what I needed. And he you know, worked with me the lines of getting sober. My wife was also a big help. Just telling somebody that you're proud of them. Means a lot. So, excuse me. So that was 6 years ago. And I'm going to admit it. So that's how I got involved in peer support, because I knew it wasn't just me. There were a lot of people having the same problem. And with peer support, the beauty of it is it's a firefighter helping a firefighter, or a cop helping a cop. And somebody can come and talk to me about their problem, their addiction, without judgment. That's not my goal. I'm in no place to judge. And they can talk to me confidentially and get the help they need. And as a result of that, I can't even count the number of people just in Indiana and Indianapolis that our team has helped. And a big part of that is because the Indianapolis Fire Department takes behavioral health seriously. Chief Malone has made it a priority to make a whole separate division in the Indianapolis Fire Department just to do this. And we travel the state to help anybody we can. It also gave me the opportunity to get involved with the International Association of Firefighters. And we go out and teach 30 firefighters at a time how to set up their own peer support programs. And that's really where the beauty of recovery comes in. Because I'm just one guy, but I can teach 30 people how to do this. And then those 30 people talk to 30 people, or 50 people, or 100 people. And it just spreads from there, that ripple effect, just from one dude getting sober. And something I never thought I would do is go around the country and giving lectures and presentations and being part of panels where I normally don't cry. but I never thought I would do that. But again, it's that ripple effect of how many people hear those lectures and go back to their departments and their administrators and make changes for the better because of that. And I know that sounds like a lot of I and me. And I just want to be really clear that it's not, nothing that I'm doing is a result of me. I was given a second chance. Everything that I've been able to accomplish and the people to help have been because of, in my life, three big things that got me there. The first was the Indianapolis Fire Department saw more in me that day than I saw in myself. And they didn't just throw me out of the way. They said, we want you to get better, and they gave me the route to do it. Second, I had access to really high quality behavioral health care from somebody who cared, who understood me, and showed me compassion. And that, unfortunately, is not a luxury that a lot of people have. And finally was my wife, and she has stuck with me in the dark times, and through my recovery, and even now, not just sticking by me, but encouraging me to do the things that I can do to help other people get better. And I just think, I look at those and I think, how many jobs have been saved? How many families and marriages have been saved? How many lives have been saved because of those three people, those three groups? And to me, that is really the beauty and the power of love and recovery. So thank you for listening to my story. I appreciate it.